Tonight's shiur is Le'ilu Nishmas, Mrs. Joyce Chodas, Mark's mother, Simcha Rina Bas Yehuda. Shiur should be a ilui for her neshama, and Tehei Nishmasa Tzrura B'Tzarachem. Last time we discussed the segula of having kavana at the beginning of Adonai Lam, and it's brought down a Mesira Kabbalah from all the way back from the Gaonim of Haigoin, that if someone is mechaven by Adonai Lam, then he's zoicha that the Yetzirah is mashlam imoy, comes to peace with him, and we explain that means is that a person's job in this world is to be mahapach the ra to toiv, to that the Yetzirah, the physical side of the person, that naturally desires the physical aspects of this world, should be geared to do the Ratzon Hashem, and that's the ultimate goal. And if a person realizes this, the segula is, and when a person realizes that Adonai Olam, that really everything in the world is toiv, then he's zeich to that madrega, that even the ra, which seems to be ra, is really toiv, and he's zeich to that, to bring out that toiv in the Yitzhar. Bez Hashem, this week we're going to continue on in Adonai Olam. So, if you look at Adonai Olam, it's really made up of 10 stanzas. And the first three stanzas, we're not going to really finish all three of them tonight, but we're going to discuss the first two. The first three stanzas talk about Hashem being a melech. And if you look, you'll see that the first stanza talks about Hashem being the melech in the past, before the creation of the world. And then is the second stanza is the present. And the third is the future at the end of time. So the first is Adonai Olam Asher Molach, in past tense. B'terem kol yitzir nivra. That means that Hashem reigned, Hashem was a king, before any form was created. Hashem was malach, Hashem reigned. That's the past. The second stanza is le'es nasa b'cheftzei kol, at the time that Hashem's desire made creation, made this world, azay melech shumay nikra, then Hashem was called a melech. So that's the present. The world we live in now is azay melech shumay nikra. And then is the future of Achri Kichlis HaKol, after the end of time, after things, when things cease to be, Levada Yum Leich Noira, Hashem will reign, Hashem will reign alone. So there's the past, the present, and the future. The truth is, we have such a concept in Yihi Chavoid, in Davening in the Morning, Tzuga de Zimra, we say Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yum Leich L'Olam Voed. When we talk about Hashem's Malchus, we talk about these three stages, the past, before the world, and then present, and the future. Happens to be that that's not a pasuk, it's a combination of three different sukkah. Melech, malach, yimlech, it's three different things put together. But we find that when we talk about Hashem's malchus, we talk about Hashem being a melech totally in the past, present, and future. But what's unique about Adonai Olam is if you read the words carefully, it seems as if we're not just saying that Hashem is a king, like those words, Hashem melech, Hashem malach, Hashem yimlech, le'olam voed. We sort of, if you look carefully, we'll see that we're sort of analyzing some type of change. Before, Hashem was Malach, he reigned. But then, when the world is created, then he's Azay Melech Shmoy Nikra. Oh, now he's not just a Melech in this period of time in the world we live in, but also now he's called a king. What exactly are we supposed to, what's the message of this? That Hashem was a king then, and then in the present, he's called a king. What's the significance of being called a king? What is the meaning? It seems like we're trying to bring out a point. So we're going to try to understand this tonight. So, to get into this, we could really start off with a question. And that is, the first stanza is, Adon Olam Asher Malach, the master of the universe, Asher Malach, that he reigned, B'terem Kol Yitzir Nivra, before any form was created. Now the obvious question is, and the first one struggle with this, is that we know there's a concept of like Ein Melech B'loy Om. You need an Om, how is it possible for Hashem to reign before anything existed? Before anything existed, how is it possible for Hashem to reign? Hashem could be like a Melech, but how does he, Molach sounds like he actually reigned over something, but there was nothing there for him to reign over. So that's the question that they deal with. So the Yavetz in his Siddur, in very short, he just says one line. I'm going to try to understand a little bit tonight what's going on here. He says like this, B'terem, Zehu sha'omru Rabbi Seinu Zal. This is what, we're referring here to what Chazal tell us in Bereishis Rabbah, Mezhes Rabbah. Shehoya HaKadosh Baruch Hu boine olamos u'machrivan. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before the creation of the world, the Medrash says, Hashem was, so to say, creating worlds and destroying them. Va'omar, and then finally he said, Yosen loy hanyali. These worlds that I'm destroying, they don't please me. That I'm not happy with them, and he destroyed them, and ultimately he created this world. So, is this concept, so where does this come from? So there's a Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah. It's a few places in Bereishis Rabbah, but one place is Perek Gimel Medrash Zayin. Says like this: Amar Rabbi Yehuda Bar Simon, Yehi Erev Ein Ksiv Kan, Ela Vayehi Erev. And that is like this. It says Vayerev Vayevoker. In the beginning of the creation, the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, it says Vayehi. Now the Medrash is bothered that it should say Yehi. Hashem should give a command that there shall be time, there shall be Erev. Why does it say Vayehi and there was? First, usually there's a Yehi and then a Vayehi. First, there's a command and then it came into existence, Vayehi. But it doesn't say that Hashem said Yehi Erev. Why not? There should be a command. So the Medrash pulls out of this, Mikan, we see from here, Shehoya Seder Zmanim Kaidim Lachem. That even before Bereishis, even before Hashem created the world, there was a system of Seder Zmanim, a system of time. And that's why Hashem didn't need to command that there shall be a system of time, because that system of time already existed. There was this system of time already before Bereishis. What does this mean? Amar Abavo, says Abavo, Melame, this teaches, Shehoya Boirei Olamos U'machrivan. Before Hashem created the world that we are in, Hashem was creating worlds and destroying them. Ad Shebara Seil, until Hashem created this world. Omar, he said, Dein Hanoyenli, this world I'm pleased with. Yosoin Loi Hanoyenli, those worlds I'm not pleased with. So, the Eitz Yosef says like this. What is this Seder Zmanim? What is the system of time that was before? So he says, Hainu, Alpaim Shona, Shinevras HaTorah Kaidim HaElam. Meaning, Chazal tell us that Hashem, before he created the world, 2,000 years before Hashem created the world, Hashem created the Torah. So for 2,000 years before the world, there was the universe, there was the Torah. And says the Eitz Yosef, Ubalpaim Shona Elu, and in these 2,000 years, in this set, this period of time, these 2,000 years, Hashem was creating worlds and destroying them. Now, this is a little bit above our to understand what this means, Hashem is creating worlds. We're not going to get too involved in what this means. It's a little bit difficult to understand. But we're going to try to take out what we could get out of this. What is this meaning of this? What does it mean that Hashem was boina olamos u'machrivan? So, the truth is, so just to understand, the Yavetz is saying an interesting thing, that Adonai Elam Asher Molach b'terem kol yitzir nivra means that before this world came into existence, before this Olam HaAsiyah that we're in, Hashem was Boinei Olam HaMakriv, so there was some existence, and on that Hashem was Malach. Hashem reigned over those worlds that Hashem destroyed. So that's the meaning of, there was something before our world came into existence, there was another, some so to say, existence, and that's what it means, that's how he's answering the question, Hashem Malach. But the question is, what exactly, we're going to try to understand on our level, what exactly could we take out of this, and what is it about our world that Hashem was pleased with over the other worlds? So really, the Medrash continues and says like this, Amar Rabbi Pinchas, says Rabbi Pinchas, Taimed Rabavo, another makar, source for Rabavo's idea, that Hashem was really creating worlds and destroying them beforehand, because it says like this, when Hashem created on the sixth day, the end of creation, it says, Vayar Elikim es kol asher asa. Hashem saw everything, kol asher asa, everything that he made. Vihine toiv ma'oid. And behold, it was very good. So, says the Medrash, Dein hanoyen li, oh, these are good. The Yosain, the original worlds, lo hanoyen li, I'm not pleased with. The Mepharshim explained that we're being medayik here, because it says, Vihine. Vihine means like, and behold. That sounds as if that there was something before that wasn't good, and now, oh, behold, it's good. So we see again this idea that says the Medrash, that till now there was something that Hashem created, but it wasn't Hashem, wasn't Toiv Moed, it wasn't very good. Now, oh, v'hineh, and behold, Toiv Moed. So, could be we could understand from this that what about this world is more pleasing to Hashem is that this world, we see from here, that this world is Toiv Moed, is very good. So what does that mean, it's very good? So, the Medrash later in Perek Tes, Ois Yud Beis says a fascinating thing on that pasuk. V'hinei Toiv Ma'id. It says like this: Hu Ma'id, Hu Adam. Ma'id is really referring to Adam, and it says Hinun Ois Yis Dedein, Hinun Ois Yis Dedein. The word Ma'id is Mem Aleph Dalet is the same letters as Adam. Toiv ma'oid, very good ma'oid, is referring to mankind. So we see that what Hashem was pleased with about this universe, this world, this Olam Hasi that we live in, is that there's mankind, that there's Adam. And that's ma'oid is a reference to Adam. It's the same Isis. So the question is, what about Adam? What about mankind is what Hashem was pleased with? That's what Hashem was pleased with. What about this world? About Adam? So the truth is, last time we mentioned the other Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, that Darshans, and this Medrash is other places, that Toiv Ma'oid is Medrash says, is Toiv Zu Yetzer Toiv, Ma'oid zu yetzer hara. So what does this mean? Ma'oid is yetzer hara. So we discussed last time a little bit that from the Vilna Gaon, he says pshute shel mikra means not necessarily do you have to say that it's better, that the yetzer hara is better than ta'if. It just means what he's explained was that when you have something that's good, you say it's good, but could be there's an element of bad to it. But primarily it's good. When something's totally good, everything about it is perfect, good, then you say Toiv Ma'id. And since, we explained from the right, that since there are aspects in the world that seem to be Ra, which is the Yetzer Hara, and yet Hashem is saying Toiv Ma'id, so it must be that even the Yetzer Hara is Ra, is Toiv. But the Vilna Gaon takes it a step further. He says, really, the truth is, there's an idea that really, the Yetzer Hara is better than the Yetzer Toiv. It's Toiv Ma'id. And I'm going to read his words, but I'm going to read through the words of Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chaver in his Pirish on the Aderes Aliyah over here in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. He says like this. He says fascinating words. It's paraphrasing the Vilna Gaon. He says like this. Listen to Rav Yitzchak Isaac. Beautiful. V'hinei toiv ma'oid. Kfar nizbar. It was already explained. She'ikr ha'avoida, the main avoida that we have is b'yetzer hara. Our main avoida is with the yetzer hara. Why? She'toiv. Toiv is referring to what? Huma she'toiv be'atzmai. When you say toiv, toiv is referring to something that is be'etzem toiv. V'hara ha'nepach le'toiv. When you have ra, which is transformed into good, that's called nikra me'oid. Me'oid is referring to something that's ra, that's nepach, that's transformed into taif. Shehu yoyser taif. Because that really is even better than taif. Taking ra and transforming it into good, that's better than plain taif, than with the yetzer taif. K'may she'amri brings from the Zohar HaKadosh, the mehapchen meriru lemetiku, to switch, to be mehapach, bitter to sweet. It says less like this. The ikar b'riyas ha'adam, the main point of creating man, haya b'shvil kach, was for this reason. Shenivra b'yetzer hara. Adam was created. We have things pulling us in the wrong way. We have yetzer hara. U'b'makom tuma. We're not in a good place. We're in a world that's pulling us away from Hashem. What? So why was it designed that way? Because we're here, lahapech hara l'toif. We're here to take the ra and to be mahapech et toif. V'lochein, and therefore, me'oid oisiyos adam. That's why Mo'oid is the same letters as Adam. Says Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac, that is the essence of Adam. The essence of Adam, the purpose why Hashem made us, everything about us, is we have in us that Ra, that physicality, and the purpose of our existence is to take the Ra and to be Mahabachet L'Toiv. And that is Toiv Ma'id. Toiv Ma'id is when we take the Ra and we transform it into good. We take our Yetzer Hara, so to say, we take our physical desires and we use it and we turn that into Toiv, we use it for good. That is the purpose of Adam. That is the purpose of mankind. So it comes out that this world that Hashem said, V'hinei Toiv Ma'id, right? That this world, Hashem was Boinu Lomas Machrivan, but when it came this world, that Hashem created a world that has Toiv Ma'id, has Adam, which an Adam, the essence of Adam is Me'oid, that he has that physical side, and yet he has the ability to take it and flip it around and be Mahapachet Me'ra'al Toiv, that is what Hashem was pleased with in this world. That is not just Toiv, it's Toiv Ma'id. And the truth is, if you think about it, this is really, the Sfarim say that Hashem's desire with this world is to be Masher Shechinasi B'tachtoinim. The Sfarim say, Hashem's will is to be Masher Shechina B'tachtoinim, in the lower world, in this lower world, El Masiyah. And the idea is this idea, that Hashem wants to be Masher Shechina in a place which is not, B'tachtoinim is a lower world, this world sort of hides, is not naturally, so to say, in line, doesn't scream out the malchus of Hashem, right? This world doesn't show Hashem's glory. This world doesn't show the Shekhinah. But Hashem wants to be Masher the Shekhinah in this world, meaning that this world has the ability to take the things that naturally are not in line and not pull away from Hashem's malchus and to mahapach this physical world or ourselves, our physical aspect, and to be mahapach to Taif. That is the whole idea of this world, of Hashem wants to be Masher Shechinah, specifically B'tachtoinim. Why is it that we, meaning mankind, as from all the different species in the Bria, are we the ones to fulfill this tafkid of being Mahapach the Ralatev? Mechayr the Pshat is, because what is the essence of Adam? The essence of Adam is, the Pasuk says in Parshas Bereishis, Perek Beis, Pasuk, Zayin. Vayitzar, when it talks about Hashem, how he created Adam, it says like this. Vayitzar Hashem alikim, as Adam, offer minho adama. Hashem created us from one side where it took a lump of dirt, right, from the ground, adama. Vayipach ba'ap of nishmas chayim. And then he infused into this dirt, right, a neshama. So we have a, right, vayi Adam lenefesh chayim. And then the man is created. Then right. So the essence of Adam is really two opposites, but the two, we have both physical, we have the lowest, we have the offer minho adama, and we also have the neshama, we have the guf and the neshama, or so to say, the yetzer tov and the yetzer hara. We have the physical side and we have the spiritual side to us. Since we have that blend, of the physical and the spiritual, we're able to be mahapach, using our neshama, and we're able to be mahapach, the ra, so to say, the physical, offer min adama inside of us, to Toiv. Because we have both in us, we have that blend, we have the guf, but we also have the neshama part of us. So we have that ability to be mahapach our afrius, our physical side, to Toiv. So, the truth is, if you think about it, the only way this could happen, even though we do have a neshama and we have that ability, but the only way it's possible is because Hashem gave us the Torah. The Torah is our guide and how to do this. That's what we're here for. The tafkid of Adam is to take the physical and to elevate it and to be mahapach me'ra'al l'tayv. But that's only through the Torah. And the truth is that this is really what was going on when Moshe Rabbeinu was having the Gemara and Shabbos explains that when Moshe Rabbeinu went to get the Torah, Malachim said, no, keep it here. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Right, he read out to them the different mitzvahs in the Torah. And then he said, "Klum yesh kina b'neichem." Right? It says, "Lo yisirtzach leisinov." Klum yesh kina b'neichem. Klum yesh yetzahara b'neichem. The malachim, you're totally spiritual beings, but we although we have an neshama, which is a chelak alikamimal, but we're also other side to us, we have the physical aspect. We have Yetzahara, we have Kinah. So klum yesh Yetzahara mebineichem, we should get the Torah, because the Torah will enable us to be mahapach, the ra l'tayf, to be mahapach, the Kinah and the Yetzahara to tayf. And specifically also, not just having the guide of the Torah itself, the learning of the Torah also is mesugal to do this for us, to sort of, to be mahapach the ra l'tayf. It's a very interesting thing. Chazal say that barasi yetzahara, barasi Torah tavlin. Hashem says, I created the yetzahara, but I also created a Torah tavlin. It's a funny word, Torah Tavlin. What does Tavlin mean? Tavlin means a spice. A spice. Torah Tavlin. So Tzadik HaKayin and Rasisi Laili says like this. V'loshin, he's going on Torah Tavlin. He says, V'loshin Tavlin Mashma. The word Tavlin is Mashma. She'ein Meser HaDavar L'Gamri. It's not that we're taking away the thing. We're not taking away the Yitzhar. We're not being Mevatel the Yitzhar. Rak Shemit Tavloi. We're spicing it. We're spicing the Yetzirah. He doesn't really explain himself, but I think what he means is this idea that, like we spoke last week, the idea is not to just be koivish as a Yetzirah. The ideal is of the Madreig of Ava is to be metavel the Yetzirah, to use the Yetzirah and to spice it to with the Torah. The Torah has the ability to sort of say spice the Yetzirah that we have, to spice it, and it could be as long as we inject ourselves with the right values and the Torah, we learn the Torah, and that will give us the ability to that the Torah, that our yetzer, our physical desires, could be actually spiced for the good, and actually be a positive thing, bringing a person closer to Hashem. So according to this, it's really beautiful. The pasuk says like this. It says that pasuk v'yar Elikim es kol asher asa, v'hinei toiv ma'id. The world was toiv ma'id. V'yere v'yivoyker yoim ha'shishi. So Rashi brings down from Chazal, why does it say yoim ha'shishi? It should say yoim shishi. So Rashi says, from Chazal, that yoim ha'shishi is referring, yoim ha'shishi, the sixth day of Sivan, that the Klal Yisrael was hopefully going to accept the world, that this, that Hashem created the world, and it's toiv ma'id, is really dependent. The world was shaking, was standing, and not so clear that it would actually ultimately exist. Because if they don't, when it comes to Yom Shishi, years down the line, if they don't accept the Torah, then the world is going to be destroyed. So, why is the world going to be destroyed? Because Hashem was Bainai Lama Samachriv and Bainai Lama Samachriv, right? Hashem was creating worlds and destroying them. And this world, Hashem said, oh, this world I'm pleased with. But why? Why is Hashem pleased with this world? Hashem is pleased with this world because this world is toiv ma'oid. What does that mean? That there is this being called Adam, ma'oid, Adam, that he will take ra and be mahapach al-toiv. The only way that could be, it's impossible without the Torah. Without the Torah, we cannot be mahapach the ra al-toiv, even though we have the neshama inside of us. But the only way to do that is by through the Torah tavlin, to get the Torah, and to learn the Torah, and to keep the Torah, and that will give us the ability to be mahapach the ra l'tayv. So, Hashem said, yeah, the toiv ma'oid, it's very good. But the world was shaking. It's not, if they're not going to accept the Torah when the time comes for them to accept it, then the world is going to again be destroyed. Because the whole purpose of this world, what Hashem was pleased with this world over the others, when it was toiv ma'oid. And that means that the ability to take the ra, the physical, and to be mahapach l'tayv. Oh, so at the end of the pasuk, Vayera Vayvayker Yoyim Hashi, this is all dependent on the Yoyim Hashishi. If they accept it, then it's Toiv Ma'oid. But if not, then we're back to square one, Bayin Elamas Machrivan. Then there's no more Maila anymore in this world. I think we're going to take this one step further. So the pasuk says that Adam, Hashem took Ofer Min Adama, and then he infused that, he combined the Ofer Min Adama with a Nishmas Chaim, and what came out of that? Vayihi HaAdam LeNefesh Chaya. What came out of this sort of mix, this blend between the Ofer Min Adama and the neshama, we have a nefesh chaya. What does it mean, a nefesh chaya? So the targum over there says, the famous targum, what does nefesh chaya mean? L'ruach memalala. A ruach, a being that speaks. And we see from here that speech, this that man has a koyach ha-dibur, dibur stems from this blend of guf and neshama, of yetzahara, yetzatoiv, ra and toiv, is what creates this koyach ha-dibur. And it's, in fact, that's interesting because we know that man is called a medaber. There's doimim tzmechai medaber. Because the essence of Adam, like we explained, is this blend between guf and neshama. And that's why we are called medaber. I don't know if I saw this anywhere, but it's an interesting thing. Sfarim say that the dibur is the where does the speech come from? The person's mouth and the throat, the gorein and the peh. Is the koyach of dibur, and it's interesting because that's sort of the connector between a person's moyach and his body. And the Sfarim say that the moyach is the mishkan of the neshama. The neshama is in the moyach, and the rest of this guf, the thing that sort of connects, that the merge, when you have the merge of the guf and the neshama, that brings out the koyach of dibur. The koyach of dibur is this blend. So this, the fact that we are medabrim, is an expression of this blend of the guf and the neshama, and it's a very interesting thing. There's the Vilna Gaon in his letter, the Geras Hagra, he says a sort of like a cryptic statement. He says like this: "Avol ha'ikar liskayis la'olam haba, the main way to be zeichet la'olam haba, b'shmir as piv, for a person to watch his mouth." Very interesting. V'zehu yoyser mikol ha-tayra v'ha-maisim. For Olam Haba, this is more than tayra and maisim. And then he says, why? Ki ha-peh kodesh kadoshim. Because the mouth is kodesh kadoshim. What does that mean? Peh is kodesh kadoshim? What does that mean? I once heard a very interesting thing from Abdon Segal, Shlita. He said, he quoted this Vilna Gaon, and he said, what does Pasha, you think that the Vilna Gaon means peh kodesh kadoshim? Because that's where we learn with our mouth, we daven with our mouth. So it's kodesh kadoshim. So he explained, he quoted a Zohar Kaddish, I don't know where the Zohar Kaddish is. The Zohar Kaddish says that the Shekhinah resides by a person, by the peh. The Shekhinah that comes down, the Shekhinah that's shaykhin on a person is by the peh. And they said, that's Pshan is Vilna Gaon. The peh is Kodesh Kadoshim, because that's where the Shekhinah is. The Shekhinah is by the peh. And perhaps, based on what we're saying, we can get a little bit of a better understanding. And that is that the whole idea of Hashem creating the world is to have Shekhinah b'tachtonim. And that means that Hashem wants, is pleased with this world because the Adam, there's a being of Adam, and he has that ability to take the ra b'mhapach el ha'tayv. He has that blend of guf and neshama. And he could actually blend the two together in a positive way that can make even the guf neshamadik, right? Make the guf want the spiritual closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is expressed by the Koyach HaDibur. The Koyach HaDibur is what stems, like we said, from this blend of guf and neshama. That's why, perhaps, on our level, we can understand that is the idea of the Shekhinah residing by the peh, because that's the whole purpose of Shekhinah b'tachtonim. And there's another interesting thing I saw. I have a sefer here, Oiris HaGro. He brings down a likut from Vilna Gaon, and beginning of Tikkun Zayir. He says like this. He says the Gaon like this: Shekhinah b'tachtonim, the Shekhinah in the lower worlds, mamshicha olav, a person could be mamshich upon himself the Shekhinah, b'kabolas ol malcha shamayim, with accepting the yoke of heaven. And he seems like he's referring to Kriyashmo here. V'zeh sh'amar Rabbi Gamliel. And Gamliel, the Mishnah in the second parak in Brachas, by Rabbi Gamliel said that a chosan is parted from Kriyashma. And then they found the night of his chosan, he was saying Kriyashma. So the Talmidim said, you told us that a chosan is parted from Kriyashma. So he said, I'm not going to listen to you to be mevatol ol malach shemayim. What exactly was he saying? You're parted. So he says, says the Vilna Gaon, the idea was, shaloi lehistalak hashchina. Because Rabbi Gamliel knew that by saying Kriyishma, that is mamshech the Shechina onto a person. And that's what he didn't want. He didn't want the Shechina to be mistalak. So he said, even though it could be his potter, but I don't want to be mistalak, I don't want the Shechina to be mistalak, so I'm not going to listen to you not to say Kriyishma. And it's a fascinating thing, if you think about it. The Kriyishma, the way when we bring out them, when we're revealed, the Malchus Shemayim, when we're Makabal al Malchus Shemayim, it's through our path, through speaking, the saying the words of Kriyishma. And that is what brings the Shechina on a person when he says Kriyishma. That's the epitome, the way of being, bringing the Shechina down b'tachtonim and to a person is by using his peh to be makabel malach shemayim. In fact, Naftali, we not long ago learned the Gemara Brachas, the Haroya Kriyishma and a dream. If someone sees someone finds himself in a dream saying Kriyishma, it's a simon that Roy Shatishra Olav Shechina. It's Roy, he's befitting that the Shechina should rest on him. But it's because of the Dora that he's not in Zeichet to that. But you see that saying Kriyishma brings the Shechina onto a person. So with all this being said, I think we could get back to Adonai Olam and like this. Adonai Olam Asher Molach B'terem Kol Yitzir Nevra. Hashem was a melech before in those 2,000 years, before Gbiras HaOlam, after Hashem created the Torah, Hashem was Boinei Olam HaSmachriv, and Hashem was Malach. Le'eis Nasa B'cheftzai Kol. But at the time that Hashem's desire, when Hashem had a desire with this world, when Hashem said, Dein Hanoinli, this world I'm pleased with, when his cheftzai Kol, when Hashem's chefetz, when Hashem was pleased with the world, and He created this world that has Adam in it, Azai Melech Shmoi Nikra. Then Hashem's Malchus is proclaimed. Nikra, the Yavetz over here says, Befi Habriyes, in the mouth of humanity. Azai Melech Shmoi Nikra, that's the purpose. That's the whole idea of this world. This world is to be Mahapech again, is Toiv Ma'oid. Hashem wants that His malchus should be revealed b'tachtonim. Hashem wants Shechina b'tachtonim. What does that mean? That in a place of a lower world, a place that's naturally hiding Hashem's gilui Shechina, gilui malchus. Hashem wants us. We're the vehicle. We're the ones. That's our tafkid, Adam, which is we're ma'oid. We have that ma'oid. We have that offer an Adama. We are the we are Adama. We are physical. But we have the ability to, with our peh, specifically with our peh, as I'm El Shmai Nikra, to bring out and that blend through our being the blend of the neshama and the guf to be mahapach the morale of Tayyib and to bring out Hashem's malchus even in this lower world. Okay, Hashem.